Hello, is Beryl Seaman there?
This is her.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or would you not vote?
No, I'll vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
75.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What? Say that again?
Of course. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, and Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
I didn't understand what you said.
Okay, let me repeat the question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
7.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of elected officials, and after each one, please tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove their job. The first person is Joe Biden as president. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I forgot what you said about the choices.
Do you want me to repeat the options again?
Yes, please.
Of course. The options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. And how what do you think about Joe Biden as president?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, what about Donald Trump as president, as former president?
When he was former president?
Yes, as former president. What do you think about him?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And last person, Mercy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. I am going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard about that person, you can let me know. So we have also four options here. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first institution is Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about them?
Yes, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, First Energy.
Oh, I don't know much about them.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Also, but you said you haven't heard much about them, just to confirm?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Mercy Capture.
I thought you were asking about her.
Oh, yes. It's just we're asking again about how favorable you feel about them. How favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden again.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Derek Mering.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. And last person, Donald Trump again.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Donald Trump?
Oh, Donald Trump. Oh.
Yes.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or Republican?
Congress? I have no idea.
Okay.
I would probably, I'd skip it. I don't know.
Okay. No worries, thank you. But, you know, if the election were held today, you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat or Republican? But if you want to keep your answer, that's okay.
I have no opinion on that one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Right now I have no opinion on that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today again, and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? The options are Democrat Joe Biden, lean Democrat, Republican Donald Trump, or lean the Republican Donald Trump, just in case you have to decide today.
Uh, Now, what were they again, the choices?
Sure. The choices are Democrat Joe Biden, lean Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or lean Republican Donald Trump.
What is the last thing you say? Lean?
Yes, lean Republican Donald Trump. I mean, only if you're not fully decided.
You mean lean towards?
Yes.
Oh, who would I lean towards?
Yes.
Probably Donald Trump. Lean towards. I just lean towards.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And also, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
I have no idea. I don't know any information about either one.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merring?
Again, I don't know who that candidate is.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
There's a chance that I might vote for her.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said a chance or no chance?
There's a chance.
Okay. Thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merring, or would you say there's no chance you will consider voting for him?
I don't know who he is. I don't know information about him.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now I am going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. That is the statement. Now the question is, does this statement make you less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
From that statement, this, I don't like statements like that, so.
Also, if you think the statement is not true or all, or, you know, you can just let me know. Remember that it's just to the best of your knowledge or your opinion.
Well, I don't think the statement is true.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now, what I'm going to do next is I would read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merring. It doesn't matter if you haven't heard much about him. I will just read the statement, and please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know. So, the first statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption in the case of state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out FirstEnergy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. So what do you think about this statement? Does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or not true?
I have not heard anything about that statement before.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now let me read the next statement. In the state of legislature, Derek Marin felt extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs of lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. How would you rate that one?
Is that about all the Congress people?
Oh, this is, talking about Derek Marin specifically.
Well, again, I just can't say, you know, about a candidate I don't know anything about. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Okay. It's okay. No worries. Thank you so much. So if you like, I can read another one just for your, to continue with the Serbian. Of course, you can tell me, even though you haven't heard much about this candidate, you can say if you had to vote, you can say it's much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote or not true. But again,
okay. I'm sorry I can't answer these when I don't know anything about them. I mean, you already know my name and stuff. So I don't want to finish the survey because I don't know anything about these candidates. I haven't been looking into them because the election is a ways off. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries. If you like, we can skip the questions about Derek Marin. That's no problem.
Well,
we are just a couple of questions.
Any of the candidates. I don't know any of the candidates. Their pros and their cons right now. I don't have a TV, so I haven't been watching any of the ads or anything. I mean, I've heard names, but I still do not vote just because of names. So until I find out information, I'm not going one way or the other.
Okay, no worries. I completely understand. But still, thank you so much for your time and your help. So if you said you wouldn't like to continue with the survey, we still appreciate your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.